Welcome to the first video episode of the Empath Playground. I'm your host, Heather Brown, intuitive healer and fellow empath. I created this podcast because so many of my clients, I found myself kind of saying the same things over and over to them because the stories were similar to my own journey through life being an empath and finding that sharing my stories was helping them. And I realized, well, I could help a lot more people if I put this online. So thanks for coming and hanging out with me today. And I hope that you find it helpful. So whether you're listening to this or watching the video, you're still going to get the same content. You'll just get to see my face on the video, obviously. But I wanted today to talk about how, as empaths, many of us may find that we are in a pattern of what might be labeled like people pleasing. And what's funny is that this episode has been coming to me for the last couple of months. I'm getting little like downloads, kind of drop-ins coming into my thoughts of what to share. And I knew I didn't have all the pieces yet. So I wasn't sharing it just yet. And I finally got what I feel like is the last piece, and maybe not the last piece, there might be more that comes, but a key piece where I like to talk about energy, right? I'm an intuitive healer. I work a lot with energy. And I started actually noticing and being shown the energy exchange of people pleasing, because every interaction that we have in our life, there is an exchange of energy. Either we're sending our energy out, or gathering energy in, or a little bit of both. And so as we move through the world, that's just kind of how things work. So before I jump all the way into that, let's start with, why are we even doing this? Why are we people pleasing? What's going on? And on an earlier episode, I think maybe the first one, I mentioned how many of us started out in childhoods or environments that didn't feel completely predictable, completely safe, either our environment, our caregivers, whatever that was, things just felt a little chaotic. And out of that chaotic place, we expanded our energy field, our aura biofield, so big so that we could assess what is safe. You know, is it safer over here or is it safer over there? Is this parent somebody grounded that I can feel comfortable around, or is this parent kind of going through something today and maybe I need to like keep my distance? So because our default setting is into this deep awareness, it would make sense that if we can feel what everyone around us is feeling, and when we're little, of course, we don't understand it and we don't have the emotional intelligence to really do anything with that, even with our own emotions. That's why we need adults in our life to help us regulate and learn to understand our emotions. So if you never had that, or maybe you had it, but not all the time, you know, this is going to be a thing where you are going to start seeing what's going on with other people, but maybe not even knowing what to do with it. So you probably have a lot of that old stuff stored in your body, but let's just start with now. You are at work maybe, and somebody near you in the next cubicle is having a stressful day. You might start to feel a little racy heart, a little anxiety, a little tight throat. It's not yours, but there it is, and you're feeling it. And so when that person asks you, hey, can you like come in early tomorrow and help me on this project? And maybe tomorrow morning you had planned that you were going to go on a hike with your family in the morning before work or something. I don't know. I can't think of a good example right now, but basically you would plan something for yourself, or maybe you just like weren't going to come in early. And now you're like, oh, I can feel this person's anxiety. I can feel how stressed they are. I'm not that stressed. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in and I'm going to come in early for them. Or maybe someone's asking you, you know, if you can do something, or can you bring in something tomorrow? Or do you want to go out tonight? And you really don't, but you don't want that feeling that they're feeling to get bigger. And part of that is you could say, oh, well, that's honorable and that's compassion and kindness. But I want to say there's like two different ways you can think of it. So one way is like, okay, it's like somebody's birthday, right? So it's somebody's birthday. You want them to feel good. And maybe like you don't quite have the energy to go to this birthday party, but it's their birthday. You want to show up. So you're not showing up out of like obligation. You're kind of showing up out of this like joyful kindness space of like, even though you're kind of tired, you really want to celebrate with your friend. You're excited for your friend. It's their birthday. You've been planning this. You know, it's a different situation than doing it out of guilt or doing it out of fear that they're going to be upset, or, well, I don't want to make them feel worse, so I'm going to make myself feel worse. It's a different energy that comes from giving versus just like obligation. And let's even say like maybe somebody around you is kind of low and kind of depressed, and you might find yourself kind of lowering your own vibration to match theirs so that they don't feel even worse. This is the kind of people pleasing that can get us into a place where we are no longer vibrant and healthy. It's a totally different situation than kindness and giving. And the piece that came into me, came into my awareness, was around the energy exchange. So I started trying to feel into, how does it feel different? What is actually happening? And what I realized is that when somebody kind of needs something from us, and maybe they didn't even ask us for it, maybe we think they need something from us, and we start giving to them whatever that is, our energy, our time, our, you know, emotional space that we're taking up in our body, when we start giving to them, we are giving from the space of the solar plexus. So the solar plexus is like right under the rib cage, like just above the belly button. And that is your personal power center. It's your confidence. It's like your divine spark that's right there. It's your energy. And we start giving from there, and it's pouring into them, and it's pouring into them, it's pouring into them. And when it is reciprocal, like maybe a birthday, you're showing up and you're excited to be there, and they're excited, and you're exchanging, and it's going back and forth. That feels really good, right? But when it's, whether they asked for it or not, just you giving and you giving, and it could be, you know, you're giving to your children, or you're giving to your parents or your spouse or your friend, but you're giving out of the sense of like, can you guys just stop hurting? Can you stop feeling this way? Like, because you can feel it in your body, and sometimes they can't even feel their thing and you're feeling it. And so you're sending out your energy to like, try to like, can you just make it stop? It's this different kind of energy. I hope that makes sense. And the thing is, you notice you're giving, but you're not, nothing's coming back into you. So you've received this feeling of however they are, maybe they're anxious, and you're feeling the anxiety, and you're like, I want to stop it. I want to stop it. I want to stop it. And so now you're totally drained. You're still feeling the anxiety, and maybe they feel a little bit better, but you're depleted, you're exhausted, you're like worse than they were when they started. That's the cycle that I want to suggest that we start looking at, bringing our awareness to, and perhaps shifting our behavior if that resonates with you, of like, yeah, why do I do that? I don't want to do that anymore. And in order to shift it, we need to recognize, where did it come from? And it probably came from a space of needing the people around you to be okay so you could feel safe, so you could feel okay, so you could feel grounded and supported. And unfortunately, you know, we can go back in time in sending some Reiki back there, but we can't really change what happened. What happened and how things happened, they happen. And we can do inner child healing, and I'm not saying not to do that. But for today's episode, staying with today, you know, you can send love back to your younger self, but let's just recognize, where did it come from? It probably came from something like that, and you might have a similar story. It might be a little bit different. But if that story is resonating with you, stay with me, because we're going to kind of sit with that a minute of like, okay, so you could feel everything around you, and then you knew that if you changed your behavior, you could make that person near you a little bit less scary, or a little bit less anxious, or a little bit less chaotic. Let's just say chaotic energy could mean all kinds of things. And that feels a little better to be around. And if you didn't change your behavior, you don't know what you're going to get. And they might even get more chaotic. And then you're going to feel more chaotic too. So there you go. That's kind of the situation. But now here you are in this adult body. Or even if you're watching this, listening to this, and you're a teenager, you're in a space where you have more emotional intelligence at this point. And I want to first say that it is possible to turn down your awareness of everybody around you. It's going to take practice, because you've been like that for a really long time, but you can start turning it down. And the first piece is just noticing it's there, noticing, okay, I'm feeling, and I keep using the word anxiety, but it could be anger and it could be sadness. It could be literally any emotion. So I'm just going to use anxiety for my example, but it could be anything. So you're taking the awareness of like, I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling the pull to change my behavior to try to settle it down. And then I want you to realize you are not responsible for how the people around you feel. Say that again. You are not responsible for the way that the people around you feel. So you do not need to change your behavior. Now, of course, if you're doing something, you know, illegal or whatever, I don't know, maybe you do, but let's, for the sake of this conversation, you're just being yourself and the other people are having their issues and you didn't create or cause them, right? So you don't need, and maybe in their head you did, but if you know you really didn't, just separating that you're not responsible for how those people are feeling. You're not responsible for fixing it. And a lot of times when we go in to try to fix it, that person doesn't get as much of an opportunity to do the work that they have to do here. The lessons that they're here to learn, the work that they're here to do, whether they know it or not, it's not your responsibility. So we can just, we're not doing that. And I recognize that the urge to do that default setting is to do that. So be really kind to yourself when you find yourself going back into those patterns of fixing. You know, you can notice in the middle of it, maybe, oh, I'm doing the thing. And then I want you to just pull back your energy from your solar plexus or into your solar plexus. Literally visualize it coming back into your body. Feel your feet on the ground. Take a deep breath. Release anything that's not yours with your intention. And just be with your own energy. And anytime that exchange is happening and you're feeling that coming in, just stopping it in its tracks, not going, oh my gosh, I did the thing again. I can't believe I did the thing again. Oh, I'm so terrible. Like, no, you're going to do the thing again. Eventually you're going to do it less. Maybe someday you'll never do it at all. I don't know, but I know you're going to do it less. And I know it's going to get easier and your default setting isn't going to be to go in and fix. And I'm speaking as someone who just yesterday started going in to fix and caught myself and immediately went whoop, 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 and backed up. So I used to all the time, all the time. So it can shift and just be really kind to yourself while you're working on this. But the first piece is just recognizing like, yeah, you're exchanging energy. No, you're not. You're just giving, 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 and you're going to be so freaking tired. So calling back that energy. And I think in episode 2, I have a meditation at the end that does call back your energy. I probably have one on YouTube as well. If you can't find it, you can find me on Instagram, or probably on YouTube. And I'm happy to just send me a DM and I'll get you to the meditation. But for the sake of today, going back into that idea around people pleasing, I actually had a note that I wrote and I want to look at it real quick. So hang with me for a moment. And I want to just see, what that says. Yeah, that was the other piece, is people pleasing. How you can tell you're doing it. I kind of said like out of the birthday situation, but I wanted to give you one more example. Here's a good question. Like, am I doing this out of love or out of fear? So am I doing this thing, whatever it is? Am I saying this? Am I changing my behavior? Am I volunteering? Am I doing whatever I'm doing out of love or out of fear? And how does that feel different? Well, out of fear, maybe you're fearful for your safety. That's a different thing. I'm talking more like you're fearful of letting someone down. You're fearful of them feeling worse than they already feel. You're fearful that your boss is going to be mad at you and maybe give you more work or retaliate. You're fearful that coworkers are going to be judging you if you don't fall into line and do the thing. If it's kind of like, whether it's for their good or not, if you're like fearful that something bad's going to happen to you, or fearful that something bad's going to happen to them, or they're going to get worse, or they're going to feel more anxious, and like, you know, how are they going to handle that? That's a fear energy, versus out of love, out of like, oh, I really want to do this for these people, or I really want to help out. It feels different. And when you're giving from that sense, even if, let's say, like, you're giving and maybe you're not totally receiving, you're giving from the heart space, not the solar plexus. When we give out of love, it's coming from the heart, which is this abundant, unlimited energy that comes through us, not from us. That solar plexus, from us. So think about that. And that's a question you can ask as you're starting to recognize these patterns. Is this from love or is this from fear? And don't jump straight to an answer. Like, sit with it for a little bit and kind of see, because your brain's going to try to like get you to think, yeah, yeah, it's love, it's love, it's love. And you probably grew up, you know, if you grew up in this people pleasing environment, then it was probably rewarded like it was love. But it might not be. So sit with that for just a moment. And then, the other piece that kind of downloaded to me was this idea of, okay, so people pleasing, when you're trying to figure out, what do you actually want? Like, if I said, hey, you know, where do you want to go eat tonight? You might say, oh, I don't care, wherever you want to go. Sound familiar? Maybe you actually think you don't care, that you don't have an opinion. You're like, I don't know, you know, you might have a couple things you really don't like, but like, you're like, nah, I'll just eat anything, whatever. So because you are an empath and you absorb all of this information from your environment and from the people around you, you can think of kind of those, that information of what you like and what you want. Like, you know, I know in my house, I think most houses, you have like a junk drawer, right? Like you got some paper clips in there, some like rubber bands, some pens that probably don't even work anymore. You've got like all this stuff. And then maybe you need to find something in there. And you're looking around and it's like, okay, there's coins and there's this and there's that. Where's the thing? And so thinking about how as we're pulling in all this information from all these people of emotions and thoughts and feelings that you gather and have in your aura, it's like a junk drawer. How are you going to find what you actually want? What are you looking for? Like, what do I want for dinner? Where is it? It's like, oh, there's what my husband wants for dinner. That's what my kids want for dinner. That's what, like, you know, I know my grandma doesn't like that. Like all these different things. Like, what do I even want? And it's just like so overwhelming to find the thing. So a big piece is going to be for you starting to clear out the junk drawer, taking out the rubber bands, taking out the old pens that don't work, taking out those like dusty coins, you know, obviously a metaphor, but like the pieces that aren't yours, clearing. And so doing some sort of meditation. Again, send me a DM. I'll send you a meditation. I can't think of one in this very moment. But doing meditations that clear, and you can even Google like clearing, not just your aura, clearing your body, clearing your chakras, but any clearing meditations that we can start moving out the things that don't belong to you. So that it's easier to find your center, to find yourself. And some of those things might be from when you were little. I know when I first started working on myself and with support of, I was at a craniosacral therapy class. I am a craniosacral therapist, and I think it was like the second or third training that I took. The second one that I took, it was like a 4-day intensive, and we spent all day like working. One person would be on the table, and I had three different therapists working with me as I was on the table. And we found some stuff that was stored in my stomach that I gathered there from being at a funeral, actually, when I was about 4 years old. And the funeral was for a family member that was like a second cousin or something, like someone elderly who had passed. I didn't know them. I wasn't sad, like, but I'm sitting there at the funeral, surrounded by grieving people who were definitely sad. And so here I, you know, am, little 4-year-old me, empath, absorbing all of that and trying to be this bright, shiny light to make everybody feel better. And I remembered it as I was on the table at that craniosacral class, getting treatment. I felt something in my stomach. It was like, felt like just knots and just not good, kind of over, and actually more the ovary, the left ovary space. And basically, as the one therapist that was working with me kind of pressed in there, I boom, totally remembered. Here I am sitting on like a church pew kind of thing at a funeral. And I was just like, oh, okay. Wow, this is overwhelming. There's so much sadness. And as I tuned into it, recognizing it's not mine, and I'm not responsible for helping all these people around me to feel better. And the therapist ended up like, you know, pushing on that area. And at one point I could feel the energy of that, the energy that was stored there of grief. That wasn't even my grief. Started to kind of get bigger and bigger. And then it ended up like traveling out. I had one person pulling one arm. I like kind of stretched my arm and I was like, I need somebody to pull this arm. Another person was pulling that arm. Another person was pulling my leg. At all these different directions. I was so twisted. And just, it felt so amazing, like having it leave me, and I was crying, but they like weren't even my tears. It was like this old stored energy. It was very intense, and took me a couple days to like move through that process, but like it wasn't mine. And it's just like, oh, like even now I can feel like that cold chills of just it releasing. And my mom later was like, oh yeah, I brought you to funerals because it was, you were such a bright light and you would cheer people up. I was like, oh, well, yeah. So there was definitely that expectation that that's who I was, and it might be who I am, but it is who I am, but also it's not my responsibility. It certainly wasn't my responsibility at 4 years old. And how would I have known that? So, you know, forgiveness to my mom. She was doing her best to cheer people up and she didn't know any better. But it's like, I want to share that story with you guys, not to like throw my mom under the bus, but mainly to say like, there might be some old stuff in your body. And so, you know, if you're feeling like you're having a hard time accessing it, finding someone who can hold that space for you, kind of like I had in that class, so that you can access it and so that you can move it out. And if you, you know, want to move it out on your own, you can move it out through breath work, you know, you can move it out through sound medicine. Craniosacral is great. Reiki is great. You can do self Reiki. And, you know, just there, the opportunity to move it out is there if you want to. And there's many, many ways to do that. And a way that resonates with me might not resonate with you. And I'll share more on different methods. If you're curious about that, you can, you know, you can message me as well. And I, you know, I do remote support, but I feel like for a lot of this, the in-person is something. And I do in-person in Los Angeles, I do 5-day intensives, but I'm not trying to say you need to work with me. And I want that to be really clear. Like, I can maybe network you with somebody in your area too. I know a lot of healers all over the place. So the main thing is also that you can do a lot of this on your own, but sometimes it feels nice to have that space held. And even my, like I even now still go have people hold space for me and not just hold the space, but go into the space with me. And, 'cause it's kind of like, the first time you navigate something, it's like, whoa, what's in here? But starting with some guided meditations is a really nice way to have someone help you go in there. Even if it's listening to a guided meditation recording, the words are guiding you. The words of that person who's leading the meditation are guiding you into the space where you can start moving things out and start doing the healing work. So I want to just kind of, that's a lot of information. And I want to just back up for a moment and kind of say, first starting with, am I doing this out of love or am I doing this out of fear? Second, or actually maybe first is just recognizing, oh, I'm doing it. I'm people pleasing. Okay. Is it out of love or is it out of fear? If it's out of love, it's not actually people pleasing. If it's out of fear, it is. And then deciding what you want to do to change your behavior. And if you have any old things come up, figuring out how to release that energy. Again, you can do those energy clearing meditations. I think, yeah, my second episode has one of those. The first episode of this podcast also has like how to just like tune in to what is yours and what is not yours. So if you haven't done that yet, that's a great place to start as well. It's towards the end and in the show notes of that that podcast, it will say where, like what time that starts. So that's another thing that you could do. And being really gentle with yourself. And the last thing that I'm going to say is that you can bring your aura, your biofield in closer. And my goal for this next week is to create a meditation that I'm going to drop as an episode for playing with that. Playing, again, Empath Playground. We're going to play here. Playing with that, bringing your aura in and not taking in so much information. And you can do that just with your intention. And so I'm going to tell you right now how to do it. Just for those of you who are like, I don't want to wait for you to drop the thing, but then I'll use a guided meditation to actually guide you soon, within a week. That's my goal. So when you breathe in and breathe out, like just taking a deep breath in and exhaling out, tune into your aura, and I'll teach you how to do that. But if you already know your energy body, or just set the intention, like, I am going to start calling my energy in towards my body. And every inhale I take, it's going to get closer to me. Every exhale is going to be neutral. And every inhale, it's going to get closer. And exhaling is going to be neutral. And inhaling, it's going to get closer until you feel that it's like where your clothing is, or maybe a little bubble around you. And if you wanted to make it bigger again, you can change your intention so that your exhale lets the energy get bigger and your inhale is neutral. But you're just using your breath and your intention. And if you work with guides, if you work with angels, ancestors, you can ask them to help you and help you push it in. And they will. And if you haven't worked with them before, this would be a good time to play and try it and just say, hey, ancestors, hey, angels, hey, spirit guides, can you help me bring this in? You know, I'm trying to learn this. And maybe can you help me feel it a little more? And your energy sometimes will feel like a little bit tingly, like almost like if you rub your hands together and then just put your hands kind of right, like rubbing them together, maybe for a few minutes. I'm not going to do it that long, but let's just say a minute. Rub them together for a minute and then slowly separate them and feel that little tingly sensation. And then separate them like a little bit more. And then feel that tingly sensation and see how far apart you can separate them and still feel it. And the more you practice, the more your proprioception for that subtle energy is going to get stronger. But you might feel it off the back of your hands, might feel it off your face, and just kind of feeling that's your energy body. It's really subtle, but it's there. And so that's what we're working with and playing with that, bringing it in closer, exhaling it out. If you want to make it big, when I'm working with my clients, I make it bigger, kind of fill the room with it. And then I can kind of really tell what's going on with them and how to help them. They can feel that grounded, supportive, nurturing energy from me. And when I'm going to Costco or going definitely like to an airport or on an airplane, I am bringing that energy all the way in. And then maybe there's a little baby crying on the airplane. Maybe I'll send a little energy out to that baby. Maybe a little bit Reiki. I Reiki some babies on airplanes. But you get to be in charge of it. And that's exciting because when you were little, you didn't know that and you just had it really big. And maybe you kind of didn't know it. And you knew, hey, it's really helpful for me to have this big because I know who's safe today. I know the calmest spot to be. I can adjust things. But now you get to really decide in every moment, and energy moves so quickly. So when you first do this practice, it's going to feel like it took forever to get it to move. But like the more you practice, you can instantly be like, yep, bring it in, you know, just okay. Or all right. Like it's that quick. But it won't feel that quick at first, just because your mind is going to go, what am I doing? What's going on? Is this even working? So once we get past the mind, then it gets a lot easier. All right. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I would absolutely love it if you would leave like a rating or a comment on the podcast, on the channel, whatever application you're on. I don't know how to do it, but hopefully you do. And the reason why isn't because I want to think I'm so cool, but it's because that really helps the algorithm say, hey, like other people, other empaths, other people who could use this support are going to be able to see it. It's going to show it to more people. I don't really do advertising campaigns. And so that's one way to get this out there. And I feel like, you know, my guides have been showing me all these things, have been downloading in, and I want as many people as possible to be able to hear them. So if you leave a little rating or review or share it with a friend, that really helps, you know, the universe send it out even more. So again, thanks for hanging out with me. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and send me a message if you have any questions. I love being supportive. And yeah, bye.